This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up at the end of the EP, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Offspring Supercharged Worldwide in 25 Tour Saturday, July 19th at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening. Your chance to win those tickets is coming very soon. It's time now for EB's Entertainment Pitch.
All right, Cakes. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Do it right now. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. She'll set you up with one of their elite salespeople. Make sure you're all straight. Of course, you can check them out, BMWFairfax.com. Give those cars a test drive, whatever you want, new, used, whatever. They're all amazing over there. All right, there's a lot actually going on. By the way, this is just a side note. There's a train that's been hijacked in Pakistan. It just looks like terrifying. It kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys remember like 10, 15 years ago, whenever like there was a theater, I think it was in Russia somewhere, where they held everybody hostage.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then they
that.
Like killed everybody inside a theater, or they, you know, they knocked them out somehow. Yeah. We came in and tried to knock them out, but a bunch of people died. Mm-hmm. It was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
450 passengers in Pakistan currently, at least as of a few hours ago.
That doesn't sound very entertaining.
No, it doesn't, but it was a big story.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's just terrifying. So, I don't know. Whatever. Let me see here. There's so many different things. I wanted to bring up Odell Beckham Jr. because this is, I guess, entertainment related, because he's been named in one of these Diddy. There's so many Diddy lawsuits. One that claims that he and Drewski, remember we talked about Drewski a couple of weeks ago. He's one of these like YouTube guys,
social
media
local?
Guys.
I think he's local.
Drewski local? Drabby.
He's a comedian, right?
I guess you'd call him a comedian. I just know him as like a you know.
A meme.
I just know him as a social media guy.
He's from Columbia.
He's from Columbia,
yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah.
They've been I guess, named in this lawsuit was like rape and something. And I don't know if they specifically say they raped, but they were named in the lawsuit, which is not good.
I saw both of them went on social media and denied it.
Exactly. That's my point here. Beckham, this is how I go if I've been falsely denied. I don't think Beckham's
falsely accused.
I don't think Beckham's a saint, but this is how I go if you accuse me of something. He goes, I've been informed of the allegations about me in a suit in California. I really can't believe my name is mentioned in that matter. There is absolutely no truth to those allegations. I do not know and have never met the person that filed the suit. I was not anywhere near Orinda, California at that time. In fact, I don't think I've ever even been to Orinda, California. I've never done anything like that. I would never do anything like that to anyone. I'm confident these ridiculous claims against me will be dismissed. That's a strong denial.
I can say with
doesn't
confidence.
Mean anything, but that's a strong denial.
I'm very confident. That's the first I've ever heard of
Orinda, California.
I don't know where that is on a map.
I think Drewski, I saw his response was something like, I wasn't even famous then.
Right. So, I you know, who knows what's going on with that. Cakes, you and Amy recently were seen at the club for dinner. Okay.
This is correct.
I have people, I have sources.
They text me. Yeah.
Could you keep your hands off her while you were out? Are you big on PDA?
Am I big on PDAs?
I'm like, yes, no.
Like at dinner?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. Well, I don't think most humans are.
Maybe 2 seconds of hand holding, and that's probably it. My daughter was also there, so we're not like making out at the dinner table.
Might be inappropriate.
Yeah, it might be a little.
Although there is a YouTube guy that claims he's into the mom and the daughter, but not the husband. weird bit. Anyway, Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet couldn't keep their hands off each other during their tennis date. Cakes, have you ever had PDAs when you play tennis over at the club?
Considering I mostly play with dudes, no.
What's wrong with that? Maybe
there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying I haven't had any PDAs.
Did you watch the video,
Coach Harwood?
No. You gotta watch. You have to watch the video.
Yeah, well, okay.
I saw the video. No. Just no, like some rubbing.
Yeah, he has chub. He literally stands up and she gives him chub.
Okay, well, she's attractive. They're young.
Now, you could see it rise to the occasion, or
is yes, just, I didn't oh, yeah. see. I did
or it's
not
already
see,
there.
It's that he has to adjust.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I didn't see the full clip, but I did see about 8 seconds where it looked like she's trying to get the PDA from him, like she's kissing on him, mm-hmm. and he doesn't want anything to do with it. Like he just wants to get his drink. Like his drink's in front of him. She's like, I love you, Timothy Chalamet. You're in every big movie. And he's like, I just want to get my drink.
Is he a good looking dude? On. I mean,
I think
he's average.
He's considered a good looking dude.
He is.
I guess.
All right, I'm clicking on the video.
I didn't see the chub portion. The chub portion of the video.
At the end where he stands up.
I gotta
up.
Go to the end of the video.
I didn't get to that
Valdez
portion.
Is fantasy. There's no chub.
There's chub.
He wants there to be bad. It's just,
no, I didn't know there's any chub.
She's kissing and rubbing on him, and then he stands up and adjusts his chub.
I mean,
he definitely is reluctantly kissing her.
Yeah, he's like, get away from me. I want to drink my drink and watch some tennis.
I think she knows the cameras are on her, and she's putting on a show, and he's just sized to watch, you know, Alcaraz.
Okay, I think I see what you're talking about when he's pulling his shirt down.
Yeah.
He's pulling his shirt down.
Yeah, he's a judge.
He might have.
Did he do it in Bob Dylan voice? He go, hey, I got chub. I got to pull down my shirt. Do that bit. Is he still in character for a complete unknown?
Valdez, do you think you're the foremost expert in the country on chub? And like,
I think he does.
like male,
he probably fancies himself. Yes,
male just, frontal nudity pictures.
I mean, the entire internet's talking about his chub. I'm just delivering the entertainment.
Speaking
news.
Of the full frontal nudity, I saw the latest White Lotus.
I didn't see the latest one, but I mean, I told you there's like a robe shot or something.
Gratuitous, gratuitous male full frontal nudity.
What's Bernad doing?
We had David Bernad, executive producer.
We're supposed to pitch him this week, Valdez.
And it just
grabbed.
Hog everywhere, right in your face.
How long? So wait a second. He's in. I saw the story that there was the story. The headline was something like even more male nudity in White Lotus. Now the story itself didn't show it or it blurred it out.
Yeah,
but it said that it was just brief, like the guy's sitting in his robe.
Yeah, guy just said he's slot. Well, he's in an altered state.
Yes.
I don't want to give away too much for White Lotus. He's in an altered state. He's sitting, hanging out with his family in his bathrobe. And then he just gets sloppy and leans back. And then everything's out there for everybody to see.
Mm.
I
haven't watched it yet.
It's out of control.
D watched it, and I know it's the most popular show on Earth. She said it's really weird.
It's definitely weird.
Did she watch those season one, or she's watching the current season?
Didn't care enough to ask. But she said, I tried to watch it the other night after we had David on. She said, it's really weird.
Besides singing shows, has there ever been a show that you two have watched together?
He's scanning the memory banks. It's going to take a while.
You got to understand, I know this is hard to believe. We don't really watch a lot of TV at night during the week. We watch football games and stuff like that, you know, on the weekends, like. We're mostly all phones, and we're on our computers.
So that's a no. They're not really watching many shows together.
They do watch Idol together and Voice, right?
Wait, while we were all holed up in our houses, we were on a Naked and Afraid kick.
Have you gotten away from that? You're off that kick?
I don't know
kick?
If they put out a lot of new ones.
I don't know.
Yeah. I watched a lot of, I think I watched all the seasons.
I'm sure you have.
I was fascinated by that.
Still naked, still afraid.
Still naked, still afraid, still covered in skeeter bites.
I mean.
Everywhere.
I wouldn't last 5 seconds anywhere they go. As soon as you get off the truck, you take off your clothes, you get off the truck, and you got to last 30 days or whatever. And you got to take that first step barefoot into like some prickly bush. Yeah. I'm out.
Or like the sand is like 140 degrees.
I mean, it's just how ridiculous. Do they do that?
I don't know.
Snakes everywhere. Are you kidding?
They win a lot of money?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know Naked and Afraid.
I think it's more like, I made it. They don't even highlight money.
All I know is like, yes. I watched one episode and I was scarred by how big the pixelation was on the dude's junk.
Well, that's always the joke. The joke like, is how big their blur is.
This guy had the biggest blur ever.
Right.
And I felt inadequate. And I said, I can't keep watching this.
I played
how'd the guy on White Lotus hold up?
He looked like unless it was like digitally altered, looked like he was doing all right.
Valdez, I think I've told you before. I play golf with a guy that looks like I'm not kidding. He looks like Sammy Davis Jr. Okay.
Skinny old guy.
Nice shot there, skinny old guy. Looks like Sammy Davis Jr.
That's my Sammy Davis Jr.
It's he's 75 years old. He's literally Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know, 5'8".
Sure.
His hands are
enormous.
I don't
think Sammy Davis Jr. is 5'8".
He's 75 years old. He drives the ball 250 yards. He can't be 110 pounds soaking wet. I finally just said to him yesterday, I said, you must have a Louisville slugger in you. Your hands are enormous.
Sammy Davis Jr., 5'5".
Yeah.
Yeah. Your hands are enormous. You're 110 pounds. You hit the ball 250 yards out there. How do you? You must have. You got to be packing.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got it!
How do you receive the
response?
I think he thinks I'm weird.
Yeah. he's pretty much dead on. All right, caller number 10 right now, you're going to win two tickets to see The Offspring Supercharged Worldwide in 25, Saturday, July 9th. At Jiffy Lube Live with special guests Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You score those tickets. Coming up next, Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice for the Caps, will join us. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes today. We need your support. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.